really put that on my heart this morning, you know, and don't be trial-minded all the time. You know, when you're in faith, when faith is working, trials are not as hard to go through as if you're leaning to it and yielding to it and yielding to a wrong spirit, you know, instead of the spirit of God. But if you're not believing, go ahead and shift gears and get in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God, the place of expectation, and God will manifest Himself to you. Because how many knows in this world, Jesus said, in this world, you gonna have tribulation. And I mean, you can actually see the earth groaning and travailing like it never has, this planet, you know, waiting on the manifestation, the Bible says, of the sons of God. But there's a groaning and travailing going on in this world, you know, in this planet. For the last 2.5 years, I mean, darkness has just like shot up like I've never seen it, you know, and just like it's normal, you know, it's normal, you know, for this evil upheaval, you know. But to the church, they're like, I mean, their flags are going off. They're like, nah, man, you know, this is not in line with Scripture. But this is going to happen in the Bible. These things are going to happen. He says darkness will cover the earth, gross darkness to people. We can really honestly see that fulfilling fastly in the last 2 years, you know. He said, but arise and shine. Now, there ain't but one way that the body of Christ is going to be able to rise and shine, and that is because of the pressures of this world and demonic forces. The only way that a person is going to be able to rise and shine and go forth in strength and power is be in the name of the Lord, in faith. I was thinking about it yesterday. I thought, I don't care what this world does, what my body says, what the financial realm says. I'm going to always believe based on the Word, and I am not going to change. That Word is the foundation after Jesus for victory, for deliverance. I mean, for impartation, for revelation. And just like Monty was talking about, you know, give us ears to hear, Lord. Give us hearts that are willing, Lord, so we have hearing ears. Because when that revelation comes, I have a revelation on finances. And you can't break me. Now people get upset when I say that. That's for the body. Peter said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Somebody told me Saturday, they said, man, I mean, your marriage, man, I mean, you know, blah, 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 you know, talking about it and it's honorable and all that, you know. And I said, that's from fighting the good fight of faith. That is from taking a stand on God's word that I'll never get a divorce, and not ever yielding to the way that I feel, not ever yielding to the way that it looks or sounds like. Then I said, I by myself abide in the power of God, because I'm believing and I'm not yielding to how it feels and all of that. I said, it's all God, because God give me the word, God give me the revelation, and God keeps it. How many knows the Bible says His word will not return void? What does that mean? That means when He gives you revelation, bless God, there's enough power in that revelation word from God to sustain you the rest of your life in whatever that revelation has come to you in. That is why the enemy does not want me or you standing on the word. He don't want me. He wants me to listen to the media. He wants me to listen to a lot of church people. He wants me to listen and to where, you know, we don't need to offend anybody. We're not trying to offend anybody, but we're going to take a stand on God's word. Jesus said, blessed are those that are not offended at my word. They don't stumble at my word. God's word is against me in some areas. Because I'm not perfected yet. I mean, I'm working on, you know, but I'm not going to water down the word because it is against me in areas. Not going to happen. Because when I begin to do that, the Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It'll come on in, you know, and it'll just a little bit at a time, it'll come in to where we're in unbelief, and we're fine until things starts happening in our life, and then we get all sad and all frustrated. Why? It's a lack of faith. And faith comes by not good notion or good encouragement from one another. Nothing wrong with that. Faith comes from that word. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, the Bible says that God, through his word, spoke the world into existence. The Holy Spirit that we have was with God, came and moved upon the face of the earth and spoke what God said. He said, God said, let there be light, and light was. Boom. God's word. And somebody told me one time, they said, well, that's God. I said, yeah, but ain't. I said, the Bible says, as God is, so are we. I said, what do you do with that scripture? I said, that's your mind. I said, that's your mind overriding your spirit, because your spirit is like God. And if you don't yield to your spirit, man, not your head, and not your emotions. The only way we're going to be able to do that is be students of the Bible. And then meditate on that word. You can't break somebody that's in faith. You can't break their marriage. You can't break their friendships. When two, me and Teresa, the only time that we talk about what we're doing, you know, the vision we have for the pool and this and that and all that. And I'm up there, and of course now I'm the one that does the digging and the, you know, most of the laboring and all of that. And I go up, and she comes out, and she says, "I thought we talked about that." And I said, "We did talk about that." Like that, you know. And so anyhow, make a long story short, because I know Scripture now. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Now, I'm not in church. I'm standing in my backyard, and it's hot. And I mean, I don't even really want to be out. I mean, but this is driving me to get it done, just to get it done, you know. I'm driven to make progress by the Spirit. Then I have to have balance. So anyways, I told her, I said, when I can't see what you see, I know we talked about it. But when you lay it out, it's different talking about it, right? When you lay something out, it's a little different than talking about it. So I told her, I said, see, my problem that causes me to get a little irritated is because of frustration. Frustration, see, but when you understand, you're not frustrated anymore. Come on, somebody. If you understand you're in a trial of your faith, then you don't have to be flustered. What's going on? Why me, Lord? Why am I going through this? You know? When you understand, Then I mean, the scripture, I'm like, okay, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? I said, okay, just tell me again. Just tell me again. And well, I thought it was going to end right there. I said, it is. She said, and I thought it was going to end right there. I said, it is. I said, you just made my day. That's where it's going to end. Well, I went right on back to work, and by God, I'm getting her done, you know. All the enemy was put down through the word. I ain't got to stand there and quote it to him. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He's manifest in us by the Spirit of God, so we are walking Word when we're not yielding to the trials. And when we speak, if there's any devil, I ain't got to say, I bind you, devil. I just bind you, devil. I don't go around binding that devil. He's already been bound and stripped, and he's under my feet. So my issue, my understanding of the Scripture is don't yield to darkness. Don't yield to the way you feel. Then you don't give the devil no power, and you ain't got to be binding him and slapping him. And, well, if I had faith like that, it ain't got nothing to do with faith. What does the Word say? It says you have been given power over all the power of the devil, don't it? Does it say it or not? Well, then you have faith if you believe that. Right? And that's enough faith in that right there to steamroll that devil. I'll tell the devil now, you try to get my wife, she will turn you upside down, Jack. Let her know it's you. Now, if she's unaware or I'm unaware and it's just flesh, well, it ain't even got nothing to do with the devil. Then, if I yield, then the devil just says, "Woo, opportunity. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, opportunity. Yep. I knew if I could get Teresa to say something that he'd get mad and he'd go turn the tractor upside down or something." It makes you want to tear the place apart. I mean, you know, somebody says, "Well, you know, you're supposed to be a good Christian." Well, you do it. You telling me what to do, and you do everything. Oh, you just yield to every little thing. Well, see, the thing about it is, we have emotions, and because we're like God, we have emotions. God gave us emotions to feel, so we can love. So we can feel anger, so we can feel frustration, so we can feel all of that. God gave us emotions. But God wants us in control of our emotions. He wants us in control of them. To where something's said and I want to get angry, but my emotions, I've got them under control through the Word, through yielding, not yielding the wrong way in trials. If you yield the wrong way every time a trial hits you, you are growing in that. You're growing the wrong way. You've got a wrong harvest. You're yielding to the wrong harvest. And then the enemy does see it. He's like, "Yep, I got Scotty on that one, bless God. And I'm telling you, the very next one, I'm going to trap him again." Then he begins to plan for me. He's planning on me yielding to that. He might do it in a different way, but he's seen me yield, and now he knows that he's got an opportunity down the road, a day, a week, or 10 minutes. That sucker's in a hurry then. You know, and so he's going to come try it again. That's why I told Travis one time, I mean, a little teenager, you know, out there, you know, he's smoking tires and all that out there. Don't tell me you didn't, man. I mean, I know. Smoking across bridges, doing tailspins with Beth, you know, and all of that, you know. And so he's like, every time I go somewhere, somebody wanting to race. And I'm thinking, it's you. It ain't everybody. I mean, it feels good to blame somebody else for my wanting to race, right? That ain't my fault. I'm minding my own business. They pulled up, and I just had to punch it. It got me going. I told him one day, I said, "Satan's got your number, son." I said, "He's going to set you up." I said, "Because he gives thoughts to people in vehicles over yonder. At the right time when the cops are over and you can't see them, I said, and people yield to him." I said, I said, "You better watch." I said, "Because, well, now I'm talking to a Christian. I'm not talking to somebody in the world, you know. And I see that Satan, because he's yielding, he yielded once." And I told him, I said, "I don't have that problem." But I did pull up one day. He might have been with me. And I thought, I'm going to get this little teenager stirred up. And I went, whoa. I mean, that teenager looked over, I mean, that light, I didn't even punch it. See how it worked? I was proving it out. He's minding his own business. He wouldn't have thought about doing that. And then, boom, I did it. And I mean, Satan gave him a thought, he ain't going to outrun me. I bet you he did. And I mean, when that light turned, whoa, gone. I've done it more than once. I ain't going to race them, but I do it every now and then. Try not to provoke them now as much. But it's funny to see that work, you know. And so I told Travis, I said, you got to pass the test. See, if you see something over and over and over in your life that is bearing bad fruit in some way, don't know then that you're going to have to do something about that. Because that cycle will keep going in your life until it destroys you or brings destruction somehow to you. Because God is a good God. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. That means to the full, till it overflows, nothing missing, nothing broken. I told Teresa last night, I said, bless God. I said, I will not ever come to the place of success where I am spiritually, physically, financially, everything, and then start believing different from what the Word says based on the world and some of the church, and then start losing ground on the things that I have got to where I am, the Word and Him. And it's all trusting Him. The Word will cause you to have, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I need you to help me with this pool. I need you to help me. I want you to help me, Lord. Help me build this pool. Help me build this, all of this. See, I used to think, you ain't got to have God in everything like that. You can manage. No, I want Him to help me. I want Him to be there with me and fellowship with me if He wants to while I'm doing the brick and the laying and all of that. I want His wisdom in that. I want His strength. I want His ability. I want His grace. I want it in my garden. Don't it say in Proverbs 3, in all, acknowledge me in all your ways, right? Well, if we do that, we're doing exactly what the Scripture says. We say, God, help us. I thank you, Lord, you're going to work with me today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. People used to get on my nerves. They eat your back bumper off or eat the trailer off while you're going or whatever. When I'm driving, I just sit back like that. I don't care, man. And somebody will say something. I said, well, let them hit it. I've been wanting a new trailer anyways. They want to slam into my truck. Well, bless God, I'm looking for a bigger, better one anyways. Instead of giving them a Bahama trip, boom. Say, idiot, if you hadn't been running too close to, see, if I yielded that one time, Satan starts on me. I mean, he does it every time. He'll have everybody that gets behind me in a hurry. And they'll go down there and they'll pull off and stuff, stand in the parking lot after they do that to me. I've seen it. Stand in the parking lot and I'm like, I ought to get out and show them what a little bitty fella can still do even though he's saved. Made me mad all the way down here. Me trying to stay in the right spirit. But you know what don't happen to me anymore? I told Travis one time, I don't pay no attention to them back there because he's like, I'm in a bumper. In the bumper. Look at them. They're right up in the bumper. And they're in the bumper. And they're in the bumper. And I'm like, well, so what? You know, so what? Let them ride the bumper. If they hit us, we're going to go, whiplash! Hoo! Healing's already mine. But right now, while I'm waiting on it, baby, I'm going to settle it. Now, I'm being funny. I ain't going to do that. But hallelujah. See, look, life is really enjoyable to me. And I'm not going to let Satan come spoil it. I'm not going to yield to the flesh where he can come and spoil it in these little bitty matters. I mean, I used to have to fight a trial. It was a trial for me to sit in my truck and eat with Travis because he is a smacker. I don't know how he does his tongue and pops that food. I just smack. smack. And I would sit there and I would almost explode. And I wanted to stand up in the seat like a little kid one time, and it's been a long time, and say, "What is wrong with you, man? Stop that smacking. That burning, I'm gonna backslide right here on my son." But you know what? I thought, nope, this is not his trial. He thinks his food don't taste good unless he's smacking his hair, eyebrows with it or something. That food don't taste no different whether your mouth's open or closed. Well, you got taste buds in your mustache? They're on your tongue, dude. But you know what? That was a major trial to me, Johnny. I mean, honestly. And so I thought, okay, this is my trial. And the Bible says, what does it say in James 1, Beth? Let's see what it says about Travis's smacking. Now, see, I'm bringing it down in here where we live, see? You know, I mean, where you live. I mean, his smacking probably don't bother Beth at all. She's probably like, "That must taste good." I don't know how they live out there. That's not a trial to Beth, probably. I don't know. But my brethren counted all joy when Travis is smacking. Right? I mean, I got to put that in my situation. If I don't, then I'm not going to get no endurance. Before you know it, I'm not riding with you anymore. I'm driving my own vehicle. Because I'm not going to whoop him. I never whooped him, but one time he bit me. He bit me and I whooped him. I told Aubrey one day, I said, "I'm going to spank you now." Teresa said, "You ain't never spanked her." I said, "Well, I pulled her hair." Well, she had this habit of pulling my sideburns. Man, that hurts, man. She'd get a hold of it. So I thought, this is over with. I'm going to fix this trial. So I got hers and I went, nearly picked her up. I eased back down. I said, get mine again. Get it. Pull pawpaws. And she starts pulling it, and I put the same amount of pressure. And she's like, "Oh, that hurt." I said, "Well, you know, pull it some more." She ain't pulled my hair since. Because every time she'd reach for it, I'd say, you know what's going to happen now? Pawpaw's going to get the hair. She quit. That habit left her. It left her. She did not try to pull my hair again, you know. But he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith," a test is a trying of your faith. Somebody on your bumper, Travis smacking, whatever. Whatever irritates you, whatever comes in there and irritates you. Did you know irritation is a sign to us of development if we look at it like it should? Irritation is a sign of development for it. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to yield to the Spirit of God, get more of the Word. Whatever you've got to do, get more of the Word, meditate more on the Word. Hearing that Word builds faith whether you feel like it or not. Meditating on that Word keeps you in that faith that you've developed from the Word of God, whether you feel like it or not. And the results will be your victory. That's why I think, victory is mine. Oh, victory, I stand on the Word. Let the Lord do the battle. See, even with Teresa, like I said, the swimming pool deal, I was irritated. I mean, really. If I ever want to spank her, it's times like that. Just go get the belt, doggone it, and just help her since I raised her. Go ahead and correct her and straighten her out. She says I raised her. I don't like what I have. I raised her, you know, Johnny. But, I mean, after you're born again, you're on your own with Jesus. You got to quit blaming me for your raising, right? Come on, somebody. Woo! She can give me an offering for that one. Bust me with 100. I'll try not to preach on you next time. But we work together. The word helps you work together with your mate. Y'all sow a seed and believe God for a baby. I don't know if you've done it or not. He did that, and I thought, he didn't tell us we got the babies. I know she did. She took an offering. She sold an offering and got her baby, got her desires. Sure did. See, because an offering is a seed. See, people say, just like they call us a faith bunch. We ought to be a faith bunch. We ought to say yes and amen. Hey, say it again. What is that? What'd you say we were? That faith bunch. Yeah, hallelujah. Tell everybody we are. Who? Because we are. We have faith in God. We have faith in God through His Word. We believe that our God of the Bible, the God of our Bible, is able to do abundantly, above, greater. Do you? See, critics are good for you. Critics are good for me. I don't like them. When somebody starts downing me, and I know that I'm right and all, I don't like it, but it is an opportunity to what? Develop. Let patience, let endurance. Anytime you give in to that trial and you yield to the flesh or you yield to things, praise God, you did not endure and it will not have a perfect word. It will not make you entire, lacking nothing. You will always be deficient. But when you yield, and I yield to the Spirit of God, well, I don't know about the Spirit of God. No, the Word. They're one. He's one with the Word. I mean, He responds to the Word. He responds to the Word that I respond to. He enables, He empowers me and you based on our yielding in line with God's Word. God's Word tells me to love my wife as Christ so loved the church. Black God, that was a big challenge back yonder. Teresa's a lovable person, but you get her mad or something, good God Almighty. I mean, whew. And likewise me. I mean, she can't even put up with me if I'm yielded to the flesh. You know, just can't. But the Word of God. You bring the Word of God in there and start yielding to the Word of God. It says, love her. I don't feel like loving her. She did me wrong. I said over to Teresa's grandmother one day, well, I love her. You love her, I love her. Well, why don't you have her? Because she loved me. Do you really love her? Yeah, what you going to do about it? We can't do nothing about it. Well, what you asking me for? I said, y'all can't help me, can you? No. Got born again. Turned her over to Jesus. Don't it say casting all your care over on Him because He cares for you? Well, I cast that over on her. I ain't had to have counsel since then. I didn't need counsel from nobody since then. Now my trust is in a God that set the universe, that set the stars and the moon. My trust is in a God that saved me from committing suicide. I know I was there. You can't convince me that I wasn't born again that morning. You can't convince me that that anointing oil did not go do nothing. It went, did something. It broke the powers of darkness that I didn't even know. Some of you needs to anoint yourself. I anointed my head the other day, and I was doing something over there, and these sinuses and different things. I said, I command you to loose me in the name of Jesus. You loose my body. I apply the blood of Jesus. What is it? So why do you do? Why would we do that? Because we believe that God does what we say. Well, I mean, I ain't never heard of that kind of stuff. Well, you have now. Power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power. Whatsoever things you desire, would you believe? I didn't write that, but Jesus did. Mark 11, have faith in God. Have faith that God's your healer. Have faith that God's your deliverer. Have faith that God is your El Elyon, your El Shaddai. Have faith that God is. You can't have faith if you don't get that word on. I got the word on this stuff. That He is my very present help in time. I don't have to go look it in the Bible and find out if it really says it. I know that it says it. I meditated on it. I meditated on the scriptures where that I wanted to know God deeper than just my salvation. I wanted to know Him deeper than just money coming to me. I wanted to know that He would help me in times of trouble. And Psalms 27 says, in the time of trouble I will hide you in my pavilion, a screened-in place. Those that trust Him, those that have their faith in Him, and those that, I mean, look, if you just listen to preaching, you meditate on what you heard and all of that, faith is being built. Stability is being built. I mean, God just don't set us one stone and that's it. This is, you're built now. No, man. He puts one brick down, another brick down, little here, little there, line upon line, precept, so that when you get to a mature state, you are not moved then. You won't back off. You're settled. You're established. You're entire. You're not lacking anything. You've got the wisdom of God. You know, you've got knowledge of God, knowledge. Then you've got wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to apply the knowledge that you have. In all you're getting, get understanding. Well, I just don't understand that Bible. That's why you don't read it. You've read it. You've been a Christian 30 years, and you've read it six times after church. And you don't understand nothing. Go up there and ask Monty how to do it. God, give me a willing heart so that I can have a hearing ear. He started asking the Lord, and then every time he turned around, he got some revelation coming up in here sharing with us. That's what happens. Teresa said the other day, we were going down the road, and we were talking about some of y'all, and good, it's all good. It's all good. We got faith. We got love, which covers your mess. Love don't uncover you. But we're going down the road and we're talking about people that have come here, and she said there ain't nobody, she said, that's come there and heard what the word of the Lord there and started applying it to their life that did not prosper. The ones that don't prosper are the ones that don't want to get up and fight the good fight, that don't want to do. You want to yield to anger. You want to yield to your feelings. You like it. You're used to it. That's just the way it is. You know, you want to have it your way all the time. Just like I told Teresa, she said, well, I thought the wall was going to stop there. I said, it is. I said, I don't have to have it my way. I'm not dumb, Johnny. What is it going to matter in 50 years? How many bricks I got there? Right? 10 years ain't going to make a hill of beans about that block wall. I'll probably done have it shoved off and leveled out and grass planted back. And I'm not going to lose my livelihood over it, not now. Right? See, you got to learn to take the trial. I mean, I don't like trials, but I'm telling you right now, I've come to this place to where I'm like, if I can just get them not to yield to that trial, if I can just get them the glory that comes to them, the strength that comes to them, the peace that stays there, the ability they feel. And once you start conquering these things, I mean, you're like, whoo, come on, devil. You got anything else? Black God, is that all you got? Praise God, hallelujah. Is that it? Is that all you got? Come on. Can't you figure out something else? I tell him all the time, I say, come on down there and mess with our church. You know what's going to happen. Let somebody break in and steal some guitars. We need some new ones. I remind him of faith. I remind him that Satan pays us back, and some of y'all locking down everything. Oh, we got a varmints running around here. We go on vacation down there, and Travis can't get in the house. Teresa barricades it, and you know, can't get in the house. And so he goes in there and he says, I bet Dad left his keys in his truck. So he walks out there at my truck and pulls the keys out and just goes and unlocks everything, goes on in. Look, man, these geeked out thieves, they're not thinking I've left my keys in there. They're not wanting to break in my truck. It's sitting there. They can just take it. But I got angels watching over my stuff. And I'm not going to let my angels lay down because I'm like, oh, God, we got pedophiles, man, registered down our road. Dude, I'm not going to move. I'm not moving. I'm not going to go out there watching my back every car goes by. You know? Why? Got angels watching over me. Got angels. See, fear binds the angels. Fear binds the angels. The Bible says the angels excel in strength, hearkening to what? Fear? No. To the voice of the word of the Lord. I thought about it. I thought, you know what? These pedophiles, they try to come across that ditch to get my grandbabies. I'll get under the anointing like Elijah and I can outrun their car. But God, you know, they want to mess with God, then they gonna get the anointing. Well, I mean, you know, I wish I could believe like that. Believe so you can see these things and you don't have to try to believe like that anymore. I mean, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Don't cuss him out. Don't cuss when you get hit. Don't quit when I hurt your feelings with my preaching. Don't cut me off on Facebook when you don't like it because I get on church and you're so rebellious you won't go to church. Don't cut us off. Just keep listening. We only say it every service and then just bypass it. And get the rest of it. We're not upset with you. I mean, you want to hear the part about God's going to bless your foot and he's going to heal your neck and he'll give you a swimming pool, I guess. But God, but when it comes to going to church, oh, God, there he goes again with that church stuff. You know, can't he just say how good God is? Yes, he is good, but he wants to be better to you. Wednesday night, we still have church. Hello? We still have church on Wednesday night. Well, it's my only off time. Quit your job and you won't need off time. Come on to church. You know, well, we all work. Anybody here don't work? Well, Doris raised her hand, but she works more than all of us down here at the church. I mean, she's all the time doing something down here. Come down here the other day and got a cross and all of that. And I'm like, well, Doris been down here. You're working for the Lord. I'm sure on Wednesday night, you know, oh, God, I know there's a cross in that window down there, but I just can't make it, Lord. I can't go to church tonight. God, my bones are aching. I'm aching. My tailbone's aching. Come on, stand up. We will strap you to the wall if we need to. God told me, he said, hey, I'll come to church, man, but I might have to lay down. I said, yeah, I'll bring people recliners in there. I said, we can keep them awake while they snore while I'm preaching before. I said, we can handle that. We'll fix you a cot if you want to come to church. If you just hurt so bad, you got to lay down, but you're not going to sleep on us. You ain't going to sit back there and snore now. I'm being serious. Somebody in here, you need to be built up in faith till you can come out of that pain. We're going to accommodate you till you come out of it. We're going to walk with you till you get that drove out of your body. You get it drove out. Hallelujah. See, sickness ain't got no bigger power now than it had back yonder when Smith Wigglesworth and all them is going over and casting it out. It's just the mindset of people now is the doctors has got, oh, I hope the doctor can change me. Hope they can heal me. The doctors will tell you they cannot heal you. They cannot heal you. But Jesus can. The Bible says his word will not return void. It'll go and do what he sent it to do. Now, the Bible says in Psalms, I believe it's 119, 105, somewhere in there, he says he sent his word, Jesus, and healed them and delivered them. He says that he will drive sickness far from us. Well, why ain't we seeing it? Don't get in all of that. Get in the Word of God. Don't get into all of that. Why is ever a Christian sick? Don't get into all of that. Get your mind stayed on the Word, stayed on the Lord, and drive that thing out of you. Your body is the temple of God, and that's alien to your temple. Anger and all, you know what, you're sad when you're angry. You start getting sad, depressed when you get angry. When you yield to anger, you start getting depressed. You know why? Because it's an alien. It's alien to your body, your spirit. It's alien. That's a grieving of your spirit is why you start feeling. Then your mind starts working. Then you're, people, well, it's because of this. Well, it's because of that. No, it ain't because of that. You was happy till you yielded the wrong thing. Then you started thinking on things. Then you started dwelling on the wrong stuff. Now you're in that trial and you're yielding to that trial, and that trial is taking away what you even had. See, it says count it all joy. I used to say it like this, because every time you get in trial, go, woo, yeah, baby. Woo-hoo, yeah. Good old trial. Hallelujah. I was having a lot of trouble. Didn't know a lot of what I'm saying right now. Just trouble every day in the business. I'm believing God and the things ain't going right. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm out there one day and I'm telling my brother, I don't know why everything's got to go so wrong all the time, man. I mean this and blah 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 and that and you know this is happening and he waited till I got done whining. He waited till I got done telling him how I'm yielding to the trial, how I'm a defeated Christian, and how that God's not big anymore. And I wasn't saying all those words, but my action and my thinking was doing it. And all of a sudden, I got done. He said, that's all Satan's got. And he just walked out. And I thought, boy, that was smart, Ellie. That's all Satan's got. Man, I'm in these trials here. What's wrong with you? You know, I'm pacing her, and I'm like, oh. Then all of a sudden, I thought, what if he's right? Then all of a sudden, I thought, oh, is this it? Is this bad as it can get? I think nothing changed. Nothing changed other than me right then. I made a conscious decision, bless God, right then. I thought, glory to God, is that all he's got? Then I started saying, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Now I come over here in faith. I'm not yielding to the trial now. See, when you're complaining and griping, know that you are yielding to the trial. You don't need nobody to tell you. But when you're coming back and you're saying, God, you're my source, now you're not yielding to the trial. Now you're up in faith and you're it's doing something in your life too. I'm telling you right now, it is building you. You don't have to feel like it's filling you. The Bible says it is. Right there in those scriptures. It says, let patience, endurance. Patience means endurance. Aubrey, the other day, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. Now I'm teaching, you know, different times, swim, how to go under and kick your feet and all that. She looked at me and she said, Papa! I said, what? That's in the swimming pool. Aiden's trying to drown me. I said, he can't drown you, Aubrey. You're standing up. I said, Aubrey, he can't take you under. You're standing on the ground. Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, you know, if he gets on me, he can drown me, Papa. I said, he's on the other side of the pool, baby. I said, Aiden, don't get close to Aubrey now. And she said, yeah, Aiden. Well, she said, hey, Papa. And I said, yes, baby. She said, watch me. I'm going to go under backwards and swim under the water. I said, well, good. She flips up backwards, went down, And she come up and she said, Papa, water got in my goggles. I said, well, you didn't have them on good, baby. She said, I got to rest. I said, don't rest. Do it again. Endurance. I said, don't quit. I said, if you don't quit, you'll swim. I got in there a couple of weeks ago, and I told her, I said, okay. I said, you watch Papa. I said, I'm going to go down, and I'm going to swim all the way across the pool with under the water. I said, and you work on it until you can do it. Okay, Papa. So I swim across. I said, okay, come on. She said, okay, I'm going to do it. And she comes up, and she goes down, and her foot's like this. She didn't even go nowhere. I said, no. She said, Papa, I just can't do it. I'm not going to be able to do it, Papa. I'm not. I said, you can't do it, saying it that way. I said, but you can swim across this. If Papa can, you can. So I told her, I said, well, I'm going to show you a trick. So I bent down and I showed her. I said, I got my feet on the side of the pool when I go under. I said, just hold your arms out and shoot. She come about halfway across the pool. Oh, I did it, Papa. I said, I told you you could. Don't ever say you can't do it again. Why am I doing that? Because the Bible says she can do all things through. I'm going to teach her in line with Scripture. So that these trials that come up don't flatten her like they are right now, some of them. But she's only eight, you know. Going down the road the other day, and I said, oh, boy. I said, hey, you're going to school next year, baby. Yeah, baby, it's going to have fun in school. You're going to get to ride with Grandma and Aubrey. I said, you're going to meet all them new kids in school and all of that stuff. And he said, yeah, like that. And then all of a sudden, Aubrey, she said, you're going to have a good day starting to school, like that, Aubrey. Yeah, well, I mean, the first day might not be that good for him. I said, why is that? Well, you know, the first day, they make you sit and time out if you talk. I said, Aiden, what you do then? I said, you go in there, I said, and you sang them a song. I just said, just walk in there and sing them a song, Aiden. It'll be a good day. You'll make friends right off the bat. And he said, yeah, Papa, I'm going to sing them a song. He'll probably sing them a song. Told Aubrey, I said, you sang them. I said, no, they don't look at me. One thing, they'll laugh at me. They'll laugh. And I said, who cares if they laugh? What am I doing? I'm teaching her in these life lessons the best of my ability to not mind what people think about you, to have your confidence in the Lord. She's always, I don't know if I'm going to get out of third grade, Papa. I said, you ain't even got there yet. Jesus helped you into second grade to go to the third. I said, and he's going to be in the third with you, helping you. I said, you're never going to fail. Never, never. I shouldn't be where I'm at, man. I slept through the eighth, seventh, and kicked out of the eighth. I had a mustache, man, in the eighth grade. I mean, they made me move on. I stayed in the first grade 2 or 3 years. Man, I'm up there with them little fifth grade kids, and they better not say nothing to me. I'm sitting here with a mustache, man. Y'all little punks, y'all better do your work, man. Here, do mine too. I finally got old enough to quit, Johnny. Praise God. But then I got saved. Got in the school of the Holy Spirit. And he's all you need. That word. It'll take. You're a genius in the making. After you get born again. So I want to encourage you. Don't let trials get to you. Don't allow people to get to you. Don't blame people. People can't make you get upset. They can't. Nobody has that ability. Praise God. Nobody can destroy my marriage. Nobody. Not as long as I don't let the enemy in. She don't let it in. Now she lets little Bucky Beaver come by with his little sharp 2010 Camaro. Oh, it looks like them Transformers. she wants one like that. You know, there's my ride out of here. Woo! I wouldn't have the pressure of Scotty anymore. I don't have to put up with him for that. You know what Satan tried to start telling her? Too old to put up with his stuff. I'm too old for this. I'm too old. You hear that? She's only 50. Only 52. Big deal. You're in your 50s. You're only. And so she caught on to it. She caught on to it. And I was talking to one of my brothers, and they said, well, I'm already 60. I said, you're only 60. Already there. I'm already dead. I'm already going. I'm downhill. I done went downhill. I'm at the bottom. Nah, man. You're only 60. Get up and gear up. Caleb was 80 and went and built houses probably up there in the mountain God gave him. In 80 years, I imagine he had to chop down some trees, and I imagine he had to build some fences, man. They didn't even have chainsaws over there in Canaan land, man. I mean, they didn't have no guns. They probably had to run the deer and stuff down. Tomahawk them. Whoo! I don't know how they did it. Maybe they had perfected and had the anointing so great that they could take a stone at 60 yards and bust a deer. I don't know. Well, David did. Slay Goliath, right? I mean, one stone. Whoop! Whoa! That baby hit right where he wanted it. They were anointed in their manner. We're anointed in ours. I'm anointed to be 50. You can't tell, man, I can still tote block and brick. Dig, I mean, man, hey. Teresa told me the other day, she said, yesterday, hey,
you better get a chair up there and sit down up there.
I said, I don't want to sit down. I said, I'm pulling my truck in the shade so I can, I'm having to unload a pad of the brick, block. Them block ain't, oh, God, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't do it. My toe and my back won't let me. Man, I'll load that bucket up and I'm gone. Just get me on the same page as Teresa and I'll get her done. I'll get her done. Enjoy life. Choose to enjoy life. Don't let your surroundings and circumstances determine whether you're going to enjoy your life or not. You enjoy your life. Well, I'm just in a situation that I just don't love. Get out of it. If you're in a situation where it's taken and you know that it's not good and it's poison to you, get out of it. I don't yoke myself to poison people. I don't yoke myself to angry people. I don't yoke myself to gossiping people. I don't yoke myself to people that's negative all the time. I get out of their presence or I bring in the word to try to help them. These things will help you defeat yourself in trials. Well, I ain't got nothing else I can do. I thought you said that Jesus was your Lord. He said that he would supply. Paul said his God will supply. You trust him like you always have. You don't let circumstances change what you believe and how you're going to believe God because things change. God's word don't change. Jesus said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He didn't say, well, as life goes on and changes, you're going to have to readjust your thinking. No, get your thinking adjusted. Get it settled by not yielding to trials that you're solid when these storms come. Then you're the one on the rock when all these storms come and blows. It will happen. You don't fall. You don't fall for it. So if you ever do anything here out, don't let this world decide what you're going to believe. Don't let your emotions and what people experience decide what you believe. You believe based on the word and keep it in your heart. Guard it. I'm meaning if everybody gets mad at you because you believe in that Bible and you seem like, what's like Teresa told me, she said, I hope we've not ever made anybody feel like that we're better than them. You know, because we're blessed. You know, and I stood around there for just a minute, you know, and I thought about that, you know, and I thought, bless God, I know I hadn't, I know she hadn't, you know, and she come back outside, and I said, I said, I've been thinking about what you said. I said, I can tell you one thing that I'm not going to do. I said, bless God, I believe God down yonder for nothing, with nothing. And he's brought me to where I got something. I said, and I'm not going to change my believing. Everybody has the same Jesus. They have the same opportunity. They have the same word. And I'm going to build my nice pond. I'm going to build my swimming pool. I work with my own hands that I have to give to them that need. And if my life being blessed gets on somebody's nerves because I believe in God and I'm in the right heart and the right spirit, they might as well take it home and sleep with it. Because I'm not going to stop being prosperous. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop giving. I'm not going to stop being generous. I was just kind of had some things happen the other day, and I just bought and give a guy a truck at work for me. Bought it and give it to him, told him this Jesus. Because he believes in an atheist. Then he believes that God's a bad God because he swallowed up everybody over yonder and killed them and all that. And so I set out on a journey. And so I kind of got not personally attached, you know, not personally, but, you know, prosperity. I just was feeling good because I just generous soul will be made fat. And I just give somebody a truck. And I just give somebody $900 for their funeral. And I just, Teresa just give us, and we give this. And, you know, I'm feeling really good, Johnny, because I'm blessed. Then I got that, you know, and everything, you know, and I left, and I thought, you know, it don't surprise me. There's no way that I can be a blessing if I'm broke and discouraged and weak and faithless. I'm talking about every area. It ain't just about money. Money is no good to me if I'm not happy in God. I mean, all that's junk. I can love my car and really like my car, but when I'm out of union with God, that car sucks, man. That job ain't no good, no none of it no good. But I thought to myself, I don't care what anybody says. If it is not in line with that Bible, I'm not going to feel no guilt and shame. I'm going to stand and I'm going to prosper. And when I leave this planet, but God, I'm going to leave my wife, if I leave for her, and my grandkids wealthy. Y'all should too. Believe God. We're going to turn Bluntsville upside down with prosperity, man. Bless God. I've been believing for jobs to come into this city for a long time. It's finally happening. Bring them jobs in. Well, I'll have some traffic. Good. We got more money in Bluntsville. We can do our sidewalks. You know, tax money comes in Bluntsville. When it prospers, when it prospers, we'll be, it prospers financially. That way we're driving out poverty. Praise God. I got to quit. Y'all got to go have fun, girls. Let's bow our heads. Father.